Happy Friday, everyone. You have tuned in to the FDN Fantastic Friday Call. I am your host, Brandon Mollet, and excited to be with you again this week. We've had a few weeks off with holidays and travel and things going on, so awesome to be back with you guys this week and talking FDN, whatever you want to talk about. This show is a live show. We come to you every Friday, just about 1 p.m. Central, and it's a live call. So if you want to call in and ask a question, if you are looking at the course, potentially taking the FDN course, if you're a trainee, you got some questions about something as you're moving through the course, a concept or aspect of it, call and ask questions. If you're a graduate, you want to put something out there, ask a question, make a comment about something, that's what we want to see. So we've had a lot of live callers last few weeks here, last couple months, really, and we just love that when the call is just live callers, but we do have some questions that have been written in that we'll cover if we don't have anybody brave enough to come on the show. But if you do want to ask a question, you can call in. That number is 347-637-1378. Again, 347-637-1378 is that number. And hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll know that you are ready to come on, and I'll bring you on, and we'll talk a little bit. So glad to see you guys are coming on right now live on the switchboard. I see you out there, so thanks for coming on and joining me today. I may be flying solo again here today, scheduling-wise, but we should be in the saddle here definitely next couple months for sure. Brendan's in town. I am too, and we'll be coming to you guys. And, again, just talking, hanging out, talking FDN, and supporting you guys best that we can. All right. Well, I've got some graduate names I want to read off this week, graduates, so that's awesome, awesome time right there. And we'll answer, again, answer a few questions. I have a few announcements to go over also. And otherwise, you guys, again, just listen in. Come on, if you have a question, hit 1 on the keypad and we'll talk. So as far as announcements go, so we'll talk about it until November. And then after November, we'll be talking about it as far as the next conference. But the FDN conference is coming up in San Diego November 1st through the 3rd. So it's our second conference that we've had. The first one was a 10-year anniversary. This one has now become an annual tradition. And it's going to be great. New venue this year, even bigger, downtown San Diego at the Hard Rock Hotel. And beautiful place. If you haven't been to San Diego, one of the most beautiful places, I think, probably in the world. And it's a mecca for health. And so that's where FDN started and where a lot of practitioners are concentrated. So we're going to have a conference again. So details on that, if you want to go to fdnconference.com, you can find out all the details there. We've got all the speakers that are lined up there, many speakers, more than you can listen to. So we'll have recordings there that you can purchase afterwards if you can't get to listen to everybody, because they'll be going probably at the same time. We'll have a lot of connections as far as just people getting together, right? So this is online course, and so I've talked to people all throughout the world, and sometimes I haven't met you worked together for 3 years and never met. So this is a good place to come together and actually shake a few hands, hug some folks, and get to know people that you've been talking to for a long time. We'll always have some international folks that come through also to come to that conference, and it's going to be awesome. So we're going to hang out, have a good time together. We'll have a good dinner probably on Saturday night, but also we're going to learn. Right, so that's what we like to do. So we're going to hear from amazing speakers, some great people lined up so far. Check the list there. We'll also have some breakout groups where we'll do some just one-on-one with some of those speakers. So you really get quite a bit of access to people and us as mentors as well. So we can come and talk with you. We'll have probably do a little mentor sessions where you can come in and talk with us about whatever's on your mind or a case, sort of like a medical director consult. Or a practical. So it'll be a great time. So if you haven't made plans, definitely do. It's coming up pretty quick here, right? So we're coming up on 2 months or so away, 3 months. So go get your tickets. Go ahead and get accommodations and come on and join us for it. You won't regret it. It's going to be one of those things you're going to remember and probably going to be a regular thing on your calendar once you've been to one of those. So love to see you. I know I'll be there. Brendan will be there. Probably the whole gang. Pretty much everybody that you've interacted with, when it comes to your journey through the course, we're all going to be there. So it'll be great. So make plans to do that. It'd be tremendous to see you there. Also, we've got our first real summit that we've ever had. sponsored or part of FTN. And there's some details there in your newsletter about it this week. But it's the Ultimate Health Coaching Success Summit. So be sure to check that out. We've got, I think, 36 people that we've interviewed. And it's not just a bunch of fluff, right? That's the way we always do it with FDM, with AFTMP. Anything that we do, it's not just a sales pitch, but it's real concrete suggestions, advice, information about being successful with health coaching and what we do. And so check that out. It's going to be free. It's starting on the 18th, so coming up here really quickly. And I know Reed's been hard at work doing interviews, and the whole gang's been behind this. So check that out and definitely promote that too. So it's good, again, for everybody to know more about FDN and what we do and just this whole industry and business and calling, if you will, of health coaching. So the more it's out there, the better it is for everybody. So it helps grow FDN, helps grow our mission, and for you as well. So as you talk with people that are interested in the work that you do, it's a whole lot easier to have a conversation when people know a little bit about what you do. They're somewhat familiar with the concept, the idea, the philosophy, than it is if somebody's just totally green when it comes to this. You know, it's really nice to be able to have some commonality and common ground to start with. And that happens and occurs because of summits like this and information getting out there and what we do and how we work, how we think, becoming more mainstream. We're not looking to replace the medical system. We're looking to augment and improve health just in general. So not a competition at all, but we're filling in some of the gaps there, right? Reed talks about that needs gap that we fill in. So modern medicine doesn't do great at everything. They do really good at a whole lot of things, but some things they just don't. And so we're equipped to do that, to help come alongside modern medicine and do the amazing work that we do with FDM. So again, that's the importance of why we say promote this. This is good. This is even for your clients. Right, so your clients, hey, jump on this summit here, learn some information about it. Always have your clients be listening to something, learning something, builds their belief in what you do, and just helps them have better results and a more enjoyable experience. So make sure you check out the details on that, and then if you want to be an affiliate and share that, we'd love to have you do that. So get the word out is the thing there. All right. I don't have an AFDMP update because I don't have Brendan on with me, but I know there's been a lot of stuff going out. You guys are seeing it in the newsletters. It's cranking out tons of good information, people that you want to hear from, topics that you want to see us cover, all sorts of things, right? So weekly production and weekly content going out, great interviews. If we're always looking for people that want to be spotlighted, right? So either through detective hour or just the spotlights that we do for different practitioners. If it's something that you're interested in and you want to do that, please reach out. There's usually going to be a spot there that we could put you in there, and we'll do an interview, ask some questions. And if you're not excited about it, you probably need to do it even more. Right? So I wasn't thrilled about doing a podcast and a weekly show like this when I first came on, and I was asked to be part of this, but now it's just part of my regular routine, and I enjoy it so much, and hopefully we're bringing good content to you. So if you're nervous about that, it's probably where you need to go. So apply for that position. We'll reach out to you, see if it's a good fit, and you can be featured there with our huge audience that we have, and it's just always good to get out there, let your voice be heard, practice communicating what you do and the passion for your business and your story. Those are all important things. So Brendan will appreciate that, I know. So if you've got some time there, they're brief, right? Not a lot of time to prep. Just go out there and do your thing. Speak from the heart, as Reed would always say. All right. Well, I've got some graduates that I want to read off this week. I had to four, and it's been a tremendous week here. We're spread actually throughout the world here, which is a cool thing. So FDN is an international organization, I guess, if you want to put it that way. FDN practitioners are all throughout the world. Mentors are all throughout the world. And sadly enough, FDN is needed throughout the world. One of my questions I always ask, and I'm an American, right, so in Western Kentucky, and so I don't get out of Western Kentucky all that much. I've been out of the country a few times. But so I like to ask questions and say, hey, you know, is there a need for FDN where you live? Like, okay, Hong Kong or Australia or the Middle East or in whatever country in Europe you happen to be in, or South America, is there a need for FD? And people, are people really unwell? Because I think we have this image, at least I do, that, oh, it's the Western foods, and America's the one that has the biggest health problem, and all the statistics we know about obesity and chronic disease and all these things come up. You think, oh, but everybody else around the world, they've got better food, and they know better than maybe we do. But actually, unfortunately, they don't. So the issues are all over. And there's lots of factors involved in that. So FDN and this process and the way we work and what we think is needed throughout the world. And so that's why we are graduating people all throughout the world, which is just thrills me. And I enjoy the conversations and get to see sometimes there are trailblazers that come along. And then, of course, in the United States, we need many more FDNs than we have right now. So there's room for you, 100%. All right, well, graduates, so I want to say congratulations to four amazing people here. I've got Leisha Drews, she's from Oklahoma, Maritza Worthington, and she's from California, Luna Hart from California, and then I think it's our first graduate from Hong Kong, Mr. Victor Chan, and I had a great time with you guys, talking with you, and you guys have done great jobs on your verbal finals, great jobs through the course, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do with your FDN certification, And thanks for representing FDN so well. So congratulations, guys. Good stuff. Good stuff. So it's not too bad to become a graduate. It's a really good thing, I should say that. But getting to that is just a matter of taking the steps. So next practical, next video, next thing that you have to do, stepping out and doing that. And pretty soon you look back and say, wow, look how far I've come. Look how much better and how I've improved and how much confident I'm growing with this. So we'll read your name off too, congratulate you, and then I'll sort of hand you over to Brendan. Well, Reed first, because Reed's going to want to talk to every graduate and get your feedback on the course and congratulate you and just help advise you. But then Brendan and folks with AFTMP, with our association. So if you don't know about AFTMP, definitely check out the information there on that. If you go to ftnconnect.com, top of the page, click Join AFTMP, you'll learn all about the association. And that's what's going to help take you to the next level as far as any advanced training, marketing, business help and support. The community's there to help support you. We answer questions there, the community does. It's the Association of FDN Professionals. So people that are part of the organization, they're serious about it. It's not just it's fun. Yeah, life, it's fun. We want to have fun with FDN. If Reed created it, it's going to be fun. But also, we're going to be professional. We're serious about getting results with our clients and always wanting to learn. So that's what that organization is for, to help take you to that next level. So you can join as a trainee technically, but most people wait till graduation and then join up and be part of that. It's going to help you utilize your certification even more. So check it out, and love to be a part of our organization, the association. Okay. All right, well, I see some guys lined up there on the call, so thanks for tuning in. And, yeah, I think I'm going to fly solo today, guys. So if you have a question, hit 1 on the keypad, come on, and I'll be happy to answer it, give you my take on it. Or, hey, if somebody wants to sort of co-host with me, help me out a little bit. So if you've got an answer you want to give, a response to one of those questions, we've had that happen frequently. Sometimes we don't have all the answers necessarily, but you guys know some stuff. So if you want to help out one of your fellow colleagues, jump on and give us some insight. All right. Well, I'm going to start with some written questions then, and we'll roll through those today with our call. I had several questions coming here as far as timing goes when taking a 205 hormone test. So I'll try to grab a question here that answers a lot of them, but there are a few of them. So first one here is, I'm a little confused about reading a 205 for a woman who has stopped menstruating. Reed says, just run it. Quotation marks there. Do we look at the results the same way we would if they ran on 18 to 21 of a regular cycle to establish estrogen dominance or other hormonal imbalances? So this is more about the interpretation side of things. So if you have a woman that stopped menstruating, how do we interpret this, right? So as far as timing goes on that lab, so if menstruation is not there, then that woman can take that test at any time in the cycle, right, because there really isn't much of a cycle, so to speak. So any time is fine. if woman's menstruating, right? So we're going to be looking at days about 19 to 21, 18 to 21, somewhere around there. So a few days after ovulation, when progesterone and estrogen are going to be typically at their highest. So you get to see how strong of an output you have at that time. So we're trying to get the between the two peaks there on the estrogen side. If cycle is irregular and out of sorts and maybe perimenopausal where they're skipping a few months at a time, or you know, a super short cycle, super long cycle. So super short or super long, you can try to estimate where that day 18 to 21 might be on a longer cycle versus a shorter cycle and try to get in there somewhere within that. That's a suggestion there. If it's just irregular, then you probably can just take it about any time unless you have something really super obvious, like, oh, well, I, you know, started my period, so you wouldn't want to do it then. But so you've got some a little bit of leeway and freedom with that. And then as far as interpreting that goes, so this in this case here for a woman that has stopped menstruating. So if you look there with our FDN optimums on the FDN test comparison worksheet, you're going to see ranges for the different hormones based on gender and age. So that's going to be the first place to start. So you want to think about, okay, where do I put this value into this test comparison worksheet? So make sure you put it in the right place, and then you'll see a corresponding value for that person. So you'll see, okay, and they're, you know, they're at 0.5, and they're supposed to be between 3 and 5. Okay, you know that it's low. So just look at that value across that test comparison worksheet. Super valuable, super super helpful there. So line that up, take a look at that. So look at the individual number and get a feel for that. But then after that, you want to go ahead and step back, zoom out another level, and you want to look at the whole big hormonal picture overall. Okay, so estrogen is here. Well, what about testosterone? What about progesterone? What about cortisol? What about DHEA? What theme am I seeing? Is everything really turning toward the high side? Is it really on the low side? Do we have some outliers here? What's the overall look and feel to this? So zooming out a little bit more. And then finally, you want to zoom all the way out and look at the person, what you know about that person, their intake forms, their history, how they're, quote, presenting, their main complaints, we would say, and also the other labs that you hopefully have for that person. And you zoom back out and you look at that big picture, and then you start to shift and prioritize. And so it starts very myopic and very small and very zoomed in. Okay, look at these numbers. That's how you're going to learn in the course. Reed's going to talk about each individual hormone and the ranges we look at. And then the next level is, okay, zoom out and let's see the whole 205. And then let's look at the whole person. Whose test results are they? What other information do we have? And then that's when the magic's going to happen, where your protocol comes together for that person. That's why we have such great results as FDM practitioners, because we're not just saying, oh, estrogen's low, here's your estrogen, testosterone's low, here's your testosterone, oh, this is high, give you some of this, okay. It's not a this for that approach. Sometimes there is a little bit of support that we do, but it's not a this for that approach. It's looking at the holistic, the whole person, and how everything that's going on in that person's life, stress-wise, diet and lifestyle, thought patterns, movement, all those things, are having influence on the endocrine system that we see with the 205. So that's my short, long answer to that. So thinking through that process there, it'll become clear. So don't get too caught up in the weeds and, you know, not seeing the forest for the trees. So there's a small view, a big view. You kind of zoom back in like an aperture, I guess, on a camera or whatever. You're zooming kind of in and out with your focus there, and you'll see it. Those things will become more and more clear to you. If they haven't yet, they eventually will. So just keep listening to case studies. If you're in the course right now, moving through your practicals, asking some questions. I love it when a trainee will ask a question about, okay, well, what about this scenario or that scenario? That's a good sign. That means you're thinking. You're not trying just to look at this one case and say, okay, in this case, this is what was done. And then in this case, this is what I do. There'll be some of that. There's some basic established protocols, but there's always a nuance for each person. And that's where what we do is individualized and personalized and customized. That's really the only way to work. Metabolic chaos is customized, and so the approach to addressing metabolic chaos is going to be customized also. Okay, hopefully that helps. I think I had another question here that pertained to, make a note on this one, that pertained to the test comparison worksheet. I think somebody had a question about that. Let me find that real quickly, guys. Yeah, we'll come back to that. So, all right. Let's talk a little bit about, well, here's another question that's sort of along the same vein here. For the adrenal stress profile test, I know we're supposed to test on day 21. However, if we have very little spotting for a few days before our period begins, can we start counting on that day the spotting starts, or on the full bleeding? So, yeah, kind of what I answered there before. You do the best you can in situations like that. When you have spotting, it can be any time in the cycle. If things are kind of out of whack there, it can be anywhere. If they're spotting, I'd try not to test at all. If they're spotting and kind of bleeding at all, I would wait some time. I'd talk to your person to see if they have a little better feel for their cycle. See if you can figure out when maybe toward the mid-cycle might be on that, on the other side of it. So if they've got a, you know, 23-day cycle, then maybe your day 18 to 21 is really day 14 with that one, or day 12. If they've got a longer cycle, if they've got a 30, 35, 36-day cycle, maybe 18 to 21 is more like 24 or 25 day there. So do the best you can. You'll be able to interpret it. And really, keep in mind that our approach is nonspecific, right? It's a general approach. So if you are a little bit unsure about precisely if we test it exactly at the right time, you're still going to have good results, because it's not just, oh, I picked the right day, I recommended something to address that particular number, and everything's wonderful, because our approach is holistic. So holistic as you can, I think, possibly get, because we're looking at diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, supplementation, the gut, detoxification, the immune system, all food sensitivities, all these things have a huge part to play. So helping the, for example, for women's cycle, for them to get more regular, to have maybe less PMS, part of it could be herbs or hormonal support. It could be a support to it. But I don't know how many times I've seen it where, oh, pull out sensitive foods. Oh, my cycle's normalized again. Oh, deal with gut pathogens. Oh, my cycle's normal again. Deal with detoxification. Remove some stressors in your life. Get some more exercise. Get better sleep. All of a sudden, oh, I'm back to a 28-day cycle. I don't have any PMS. Whatever's going on, PCOS, or whatever situation that's going on. So that shows you that it's not just, oh, here's some estrogen, here's your birth control pill, for example, that's going to fix your cycle. No, it's way more complex than that, way more interconnected and more holistic. So that's where you're going to have a lot of people come to you in that scenario, in that situation, where they tried some of these things and they can't figure out why it doesn't work. That's why explaining this and being able to explain this to your clients is super important. I've had quite a few welcome calls as of late, so I'm getting to do this more and more. And it comes out differently with every person that you talk to, but explaining this concept and, you know, giving a few stories, giving a few examples, maybe testimonial too, is really important, so they can see that really you're trying to teach a person to understand the holistic approach to things. And then people that are coming to you will. They'll get that and they'll say, yeah, that's for me. Other people need a little more information about that. So, again, that's where things like summits are really cool to send them to. But you have to be able to communicate that, help them understand, see the benefit of being as general and thorough as we are. All right. Well, good stuff. Anybody want to ask a question? You can. 347-637-1378. Hit one on your keypad and come on and add to the conversation. Ask a question. You're welcome to. We've got about 35 minutes left in the call today, so don't wait till the last 3 minutes to jump on, because it's hard to answer a question in 3 minutes many times, as you know. Especially if Brendan's here with me, then we just go 20 minutes for one question, so we'll get a few more covered today, hopefully. All right. Here's the question I was looking for. Right below it says, in Module 2 of the videos, Reed mentioned that we're working on an Excel sheet that could automatically calculate which phase a client is in. Did that ever come to fruition? Yes, it did. And we actually have a newer iteration of that comparison worksheet. So that's the test comparison worksheets. You've got that available in your FDN docs there. We have a video of that in the course. That's the document that we're referring to. And hopefully you find it very useful. It's a comparison worksheet, so you get to compare lab results as you work with the person. It covers all five labs that we run, so they're all on there. FDN Ranger are on there as well. It does some cool calculations for us, or for you. It does some color coding. Has some a graph in there also for cortisol. I think a pretty useful document. So make sure you get real familiar with using that. You're going to use that for every one of your practicals. It's going to help you to get really used to pulling out a lot of good information that comes from those labs. The more you know that, the better you could just look at a biohealth test and get a feel for it also. So, yes, it exists, and it's out there for your use, and it is editable. We don't lock it up and where you can't edit that. So if you wanted to add something to it, make some tweaks to it, put your logo or something on there, hey, you can do that. That's cool. We don't mind that. We want you to be out there being successful. All right. Well, good stuff. Here's another question here that's, what can I focus on trainees' questions here? So this person says, I'm working on my onboarding session with Brad. So if you don't know what the onboarding session is, you're in for a treat. It's a relatively new practical that we've put into the course. And it used to be where you went right into a 205-101 results and recommendation session with Brad or with the mock client. So you didn't really get that initial call with that person to get to know them, where you ask, you know, 8 powerful questions. They give you a feel for where they are and how well of good of a fit they might be for the program, and helps them to kind of sort things out in their head as well. So a lot goes on during that those onboarding calls. So you get the benefit of doing that in a good, safe environment where you can practice doing that. And those 8 questions, you get to ask those 8 questions of the mock client, and then also talk about what FDN is and how you work, and then also talk about your packages and what you can offer to them and give them the option to work with you. So you get to go through that process. That's what that person here is preparing for. And for the package that I discuss, do I need to have just one package that I go into detail on, or do I tell him about different package choices that he can choose from? I have another question, too, just to clarify. When the client gets the lab kits shipped to them, they fill out the payment info on the form and send it back to the send back with the kit, correct? All right, so we'll take one at a time here. So the question is, do I need to have just one package I go into detail on, or tell them about different packages that he can choose from? I think it's going to be a business decision for you, what you want to do. Reed and many other people work the way they have one package, and this is what it is. It's these labs, and it's this long. Here's what you get with it. That's how I work. Perfectly all right. It's a very good way to work if that's what you want to do. And that's the ideal situation, right? Run all 5 labs. Have plenty of time to work with that person. That's where the best results are going to come. Other practitioners, they will break those into different packages, different options, right? So maybe one that's 5 labs and a 3-month program, one that's maybe 3 of the labs or 2 of the labs, and break it up that way. Give them some options to where if they wanted to start, just maybe for budget reasons, mostly is the main reason you would probably do this, start with basic package and do part of the labs, work for a little while, and then when they can budget for the other labs, they run those other labs and kind of work their way up through the packages and do it that way. You can present either way that you want to, or something that you're just coming up with on your own. All the mentors, we all have our own practices and businesses, and so we've probably tried many different things, different ways to give people options of how to work. So you're going to get some feedback on that at the end of that onboarding call. So you'll do your thing with the mock client, and then we'll talk about it. So you get feedback there. So I would say do what you think's right. Try it out and see how it goes. See if it feels right. You'll know. You won't know until you try some of these things. Good thing is with the onboarding, you get to do it with a mentor, so you're not losing a client if it doesn't feel very good or work out very well. You kind of stumble over some of that. So you get to work that out with us, and we'll give you feedback. So I think just come to the table with something. Try it. I think that's how you should do with all your practicals. Just do the best you can to prepare and just try it and practice and see how it goes. You'll get feedback and you'll improve as things go. So that's up to you on that. We've got several trainings and videos on that in AFTMP talking about packages and pricing, how you set things up and different ways that you can do that. And also it depends on who you are coming into the course. I mean, if you're just going to be a pure FDN practitioner, that's all you do, versus somebody that maybe has some personal training background or other nutrition or massage or body work they do. You might be working some of FDN into those packages, so it's going to look a little different for you. So everybody's going to be a little bit different in how they work things out. But you get to try something and put it out there and see how well it works and see if it makes sense and it flows good for you and the client and everybody has a good experience. And the second question here from this one is, when the client gets the test kits shipped to them, they fill out the payment info on the form and they send it back in with the kit correct. Yes, so the way that's going to work is you're going to send the test kit to your client. They're going to take their sample and there'll be intake forms in there to fill out or requisition form to fill out. And there'll be a price there, and you want to have covered this with your client before they get the test kit, ideally. And they're going to pay for the lab themselves, whatever payment method or way that that lab is okay with. They're going to put payment in the box with the sample and mail that off to the lab. And then you're going to get the test results back and put together your program, your plan for them. So they're going to be self-testing 100% of the time. So their money, their it's just them. It's their testing. They're doing that on their own, getting results back, and you are providing a functional or nutritional interpretation of the labs. You're not providing a medical diagnostic interpretation. It's a nutritional interpretation. But, yeah, they're always going to pay for that. You always just when you talk about your packages, say you've got two fees. You've got your consulting fees, and you've got lab fees. And so consulting fees go to me. Lab fees go to the lab. And simple as that. We don't mark up labs. They get the same price that we do. We just need the information from that lab. And it's as simple as that. Then we go to work and work through your program and see amazing results. If you're wondering about that, jump onto some of the FTM pages there, and you're going to hear some good stories and hear some good testimonials there. So, yeah, simple as that. Good stuff. All right. Well, hey, 27 minutes left in the show today, and we'll just keep rolling with questions. All right. Here's one talking about practical number one in the course. Oh, hey, I've got a caller. So let's let them come on first. All right. 831 area code. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, Brandon. This is Jenny Miller.
Hi,
graduated.
Jenny.
Hi. You were my mentor back in 2014. Hard to believe it's been that long.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies, yeah. I tuned in today, and I just got the urge to give you a call. And would it be okay if I shared what I've been doing for the last 5 years?
Yeah. Please do. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Okay. Yeah. So when I graduated, I was ready to jump in and go full force as an FDN coach. And really didn't know how to get the word out. I was not in a place comfort-wise to really get out and do the public speaking that Reed talks about. And so, you know, I made my brochures and my business cards, and through word of mouth would get clients here and there, usually, you know, friends and family, and kind of limped along learning as I went, always learning from each client, but not really making it to the point where I could say I was making a living at FDN. And then, of course, I was healing myself through all this, and then would get sidetracked into some new modality that I wanted to get trained in, bioenergetics and the emotion code. And I went and did a whole boot camp on how to retrain my brain when I was overreacting to things like mold and chemicals. And so I've been through quite a journey over the 5 years, gathering the tools to help people in different ways. But within the last 6 months, I've been getting people just coming to me that have heard over the years what I was doing, saying, I really want to run the FDN lab test. And in the last 5 years, it looks like FDN has really gained credibility in my local community here in Monterey Bay Area of California, which is so cool because I don't have to explain it so much anymore to people. It's like, oh, FDN, I've heard of that.
Yes.
And so I've gotten a couple clients recently that have the motivation and the financial resources to run the labs, which is so cool. It just reminds me that there are people that get this and have the money to spend on it. And they want to figure out what's going on. And so it's just giving me more confidence and just maybe reaffirming that I do want to get back into kind of more of a holistic program where I'm looking at everything in the DRESS program with people and help them in all the different arenas depending upon, you know, where they want to put most of the resources, what would be most beneficial to that person at this time. So with all that said, I, through my own personal growth, am at a point where I do want to be more visible. And besides doing local talks, I want to create a YouTube channel and I want to really start vlogging. I'm confident enough now that I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm talking about, I'm not camera shy anymore. So I want to do that. And I just started listening to the FDN Ultimate Coaching Success Summit. So I hope to learn some things from that. But I'm just wondering if you, Brandon, know of resources on how to have a vlog on like YouTube that is professional. I want to be a little bit more polished with how I do these things and maybe have a little more sophisticated equipment. But I don't know who to go to and how to start getting that kind of training. Do you have any ideas on that?
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I say, first of all, congratulations for, you know, the growth and progress you've made just with your own health and with your business getting to this point. You know, it's not a race. You know, we go at the pace that that our body allows and timing allows and growth allows. And that's cool. I love it that you're to this point. And we'll just say, hey, the timing's right now for you to do this. And so maybe it wouldn't have been right 2 years ago. Maybe there are some things that needed to happen and occur in your life before you came to this point. So, you know, we'll just trust what's occurred so far. But that's awesome. I love that you keep sticking with it. And it shows you that you know that it's true. So when you find truth, it's really hard to avoid it. You can't really dodge it, especially when you feel a passion and desire to do something. That's what, like, definition, like, I think of a calling. You're called to do something. Like, you can't shake it. This is what I need to do. So, and you've got a hugely valuable thing to offer to people. So, awesome. Thanks for jumping on the call here and sharing that with people.
Yeah.
I know it's going to help
somebody. Yeah, glad to do it.
But, yeah, you're right. So, getting out there and letting people know that you exist, right? So, one of our biggest challenges is just obscurity, right? So, people don't know that we exist and we're out there. So when it comes to getting out there as far as on the social media blog side of things, what I would suggest is to, if you want to follow somebody or hire somebody, is just to get a feel or find somebody that resonates with you. Because not every single marketing person out there are you going to resonate with and like their approach and the way they do things, right? Because it's marketing and sales. There's a lot of different approaches and ways to look at it. So I know that within AFCNP and even some of the Friday calls, we've had many different people on there that we've interviewed and let them talk about and teach us and train us when it comes to marketing. And they all have their different approaches and ways of doing things. So what I would probably do is get out there and just watch through some videos and see who you resonate with the most. See who you connect with and their approach, the way they talk to people, the way they do their marketing. Just make sure that it just feels like a good fit. And most of those people are going to have a lot of free resources. And so maybe you start out with the free resources and you start to learn from those people and find some tips and tricks. And then maybe you might find that, hey, you've got natural aptitude for this and you sort of want to do it yourself and just – you know, find your camera equipment that you like. You watch some videos. I've watched videos before myself of different people that have their YouTube channels. And a lot of them will go through and tell you exactly what equipment they use for on the tech side of things. and you could try and buy some things there and see what works there. So you can kind of do it that way, where you're just learning along the way and making little tweaks and changes and learning these things, or you could go all out and you could hire somebody. That's the other option too, and get more jumping deeper into it and maybe have somebody that can do some of those things. So if you found out that, hey, you know, I'm really not good at this aspect or that aspect, you know, I would say nine times out of ten, if not a greater percentage of time, if there's something that you don't do very well, even though you have to pay for it, it's probably going to cost you a whole lot less in the long run to hire some of those aspects out.
Yeah, that's what I've learned along the way, is delegate some of these things. And I have the resources to do that now, so I would like to hire somebody. I just don't know how to even start looking for the people to hire.
Gotcha. Well, I would go, if you're not a member of AFDNP, go ahead and just jump on the website there and join up and be part of that.
Okay, I'm going to join up again for sure.
Yeah, I would just, you know, it's three months at a time is how we do that. So jump on there, and there are going to be a business section there, videos. And, AFDNP has been around for, it's been 3 years, maybe longer than that, at least 3 years. So there's a lot of archives of video there. You're going to see a lot of top-notch people there that we've brought on, and they talk about their approach, their different ways they do things. So I would go through some of those, because what we try to do also, people we've brought on are people that sort of know our industry. They're not just totally general or totally in another industry. They kind of know you and kind of the FDN course and also clientele. So that'd be the best place to start, I would say.
Okay.
And see if you find somebody that resonates with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So just use the search bar to look at.
You'll see when you go to FDNconnect.com and then. Yeah, there'll be a section there on a strictly business section that you'll see within AFDNP. Yep, and you have some ones there. And then also probably the Pro Series is going to have a few people also that could be more marketing focused. And you'll see there'll be in the name there a good description of that. Just click on that and watch that and see who you resonate with. There's people that I've watched and I'm like, okay, and they're probably successful and good, but it's just not the person for me. Other people, it's like, wow, I just really like that person and their approach and how they do things, and that's the approach I want to take.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually know pretty quickly if I resonate with somebody, so I will try that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Exactly. So that'd be, I think, a good place to start, and then you can kind of dig from there.
I hope to attend the FDN rock concert. That's in November, right? Or not concert, conference.
Hey, and there might be some music involved, but yes, it's at the Hard Rock Cafe or Hard Rock Hotel, so yeah, there'll be some music. But yeah, November 1st through the 3rd. So yeah, love to see you there. Yep.
Cool, yeah. Well, thanks, Brandon, for everything you do for FDN and being my mentor way back. I always remember all the things you taught me. Yeah, good time.
All right, well, that's good. That's good. Thanks for calling in. Good to connect with you. And hope to see you in person here in November. All right.
Definitely.
Thanks, Jane.
Okay. All right. Take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right. Cool. Awesome. So good to hear from Jenny there. And I love it. That's, hey, this is my journey. This is what's happened. This is what's transpired. And, you know, where do I go from here? So we've all got our journeys to do. So love it. Love hearing from people. All right. Anybody else want to raise their hand and jump on? We'd be happy to talk with you. About 15 minutes left in the call today. If not, hey, we'll go on to a question here. So we got this one here from, I don't have a name, but this is a practical one. So, hey, guys, I'm preparing for my practical one. I have a couple questions. So this would be practical one in the course would be going over a 205 and 101. Just like you did with your personal results and recommendation session. So mentor is going to play the mock client for you, and you're going to go through a 205 and 101 and go through the FDN process of laying out, hey, here's you, and here's your lab results, and here's some correlation, here's address protocol to address that. One of the most fun things to do, I would say, through the process. It's all fun. I think it's all fun, but it's one of the best ones there because you've got always kind of chomping at the bit to share the information and the correlation and the connection, because you know you're going to change somebody's life. That's the cool thing. You know it's going to be good. It's just how quick it happens and how it manifests and how it everything rolls. It's going to be different for each person, but that's a fun thing. So that's practical number one. You get to share this experience, and we try to make it as real as possible. And then we try to play the client for you like a real person would talk and interact with you. You're going to want to try to develop some rapport with that person. Have a good time, enjoy it, have a fun session, hopefully, but also cover all the science and the details. So this person is preparing for that practical, and I have a couple questions. Said in the sample email I'm supposed to send before the session, it states that I should attach the hormone check record as well as other forms for BioHealth and UltraLife. I can't seem to find these files anywhere and don't remember them being discussed in my R&R with my mentor or in the sample practical audio. Anyone know where I can find them and what I'm supposed to do with them in the session? So good question. So when it comes to the session with your client, you're going to send several files to them. Right. So, and some of those files could be the hormone check record sheet. So that's one you want to send. Your mentor would have sent that to you during your R&R because what that sheet's for is if you're doing hormones, it's a little place where you can log and record how much you're doing of each one of those as you're sequencing and titrating and working in one at a time, small dose or large dose, and you can make notes about how you're feeling. That way, if you do get to a point in the titration process, that maybe you have enough. You don't feel something as good as you did before. It lets you know, hey, this is where, unless you and the practitioner both, your FTM practitioner, know, hey, this is enough for me. This is what my body needed, just enough is a good. So it's a way to record that and just to write it down instead of being just willy-nilly with it and then having to try to backtrack and figure it out. It's a written way to do that. So that would have been included there. It's just a blank document where you can put in the hormones, well, actually already written in there for you, and you can mark on that spreadsheet as you're working things in and how you're feeling. So in order forms for BioHealth UltraLife, that would have been on your R&R too. So that's one way with your clients are ordering from BioHealth and UltraLife. You can mark for your client there which one you want them to order. So it makes it easier when they place the order, they know exactly which product you're talking about. Those would have been included with your R&R. We would have filled those out for you just like you're going to do with practical number one. If you can't find that file, it's going to be in your FDN documents. So there's several different folders in there, different things, and so this is going to be an initial R&R portion there and also the protocol, the main ones you're going to be looking at. Those files will be in there. So if you ever can't find something, you goof one up, you know, you delete a formula or do something funny with it, or there's a file corruption problem that's going on there, you can always go to the FDN docs and download a new one. Test comparison worksheets are there. Pretty much every document that you're going to use with an R&R is going to be in that folder. So just grab one and download it, and you'll be fresh, have a fresh start there and go from there. Lots of other good documents in there also, different write-ups about labs, letters, and all sorts of good stuff in there. It's just packed full of things, things that came up as we found out there was a need for them, things that Reed has written, very good. Reed's just a very good communicator, very good writer. So you'll see lots of documents in there, maybe something about insurance or why we use the lab testing that we do, things he's ran into in the past people just had questions about, and he wrote a response to those things. So it's a treasure trove of information, much like these Friday calls are for the past 10 years, lots of information. So jump into those files and see what's in there. So that's where they'll be. So hopefully that helps you with that one, and you do well on your practical number one, and you enjoy it. It's probably one of the more challenging of the practicals because it's really your first big one, right? So it's not a 15-minute call. It's about an hour and a half that you're going to be going over lab results. But don't be afraid of it. Do it, and then it just gets easier and better from there. All right. Well, good stuff. So 10 minutes left in the call. I'm going to dial in at 347-637-1378 and be happy to chat with you. Let's see here. All right. My eyes keep going to this one, so I'm going to ask about this one. So this person says, I just finished a consultation with the client. She is suffering from extreme fatigue, has a rash on her hands, has as red and blisters. She said she has had it for years. She has been to multiple dermatologists that just give her medication and no diagnosis. She has seen an allergist that thinks it's a form of eczema or could be linked to an autoimmune disorder, but they have done no further autoimmune testing. I want to make sure I start her off with the most beneficial lab work to get to the bottom of why she's having these flare-ups, especially since MDs have no answers. Hopefully this is a very, very, very common conundrum for your clients. I hear this, just this, what is outlined here, you know, different flavors of symptoms, but this right here is super common. So hopefully, as a practitioner, this like really excites you, and you are just ready and raring to go. You're just like, let me at them. Like you know you can help this person. Hopefully you feel that. Now you gotta dial back a little bit when you're talking to somebody, but I know the excitement's probably there for you. Hopefully, as I'm reading this, you're feeling that I am. I'm like, all right, let's do this thing. I know FDN can help them. So this person says, I'm thinking of starting with a stool test. Does anyone have experience with a case like this or potential insight into other labs that may be beneficial to start with? Thank you. All right. So I like the beginning there, and the question is, you know, what do we do? Where do we start with? So, well, the short answer is you need to do FTN, and you need to do it thoroughly. So just like when we talk about, we are not specific in the way we approach things. We're more general, right? So, therefore, with our lab testing, we need to be pretty broad and cast a big, broad net because you don't know all the interactions and influences going on with the body here. So, to ask what one lab should I run or what two labs should I run to get the most benefit, I think it's just totally the wrong question. It should be, when can you run these labs? When can you run all five labs? So we need to get the information and make sure that we're doing a thorough job with this. Part of it is for the data and the information so you can have more targeted protocols, know how better to help your client to get the most quick results because we want things to change as quickly as possible. So part of it, the reason for running all five labs with the person, every single person, especially in this case right here, is so you don't miss anything and so you can prioritize. So it's for you as a practitioner. And the other part of it is it's for them as a client, because there's always the mental, emotional, psychological realm, whatever you want to call it, that part of the human being, that's going to be an impedance that has to be addressed also. There's malfunction in the way we think as well. So having a lab test in front of you, in front of your client, it shows them on black and white paper, and then if you can explain to them to connect some dots and show some correlation and give a little bit of anatomy and physiology training there to that person, they can see that, wow, this is giving me some answers here. This is giving me some hope. It's the excitement and the hope that you want your person to leave the session with, because that does as much good for them as anything, right? So hope does, the mental, emotional stress reduction side of things. If they're feeling hopeful, because most people coming to you probably have lost a lot of hope, if not total hope, because they've been through a bunch of different doctors that couldn't fix it, or they're just losing hope each day because they're not coming out of this. They're not feeling any better. Wow, this pain has been going on for a long time. This GI problem has been, it was 1 week, and now it's 2 weeks. Now it's been 3 years. You know, people get discouraged. And so to have all the information and the story and the narrative that this all these five labs lead and weave together, that's an important part of it. So there's the psychological part of this also that you've got to think about. So that's why I don't want to shortcut it. You know, it doesn't have to be, oh, hey, look, I found something on every single lab we ran. It could be three big things on two labs. That's okay. You know, you're going to just work with the data that you have and watch things unfold. But it's the psychological part, because test results are motivating. How many people have come to you with their doctor's labs where they had high cholesterol and high triglycerides, right? So evidently it's motivating. How many people have have started to crash diet because they got bad blood scores back, right? Oh, I'm going to eat tofu and bean sprouts and go run 5 miles a day because my doctor said I had high cholesterol. Happens all the time, I'm sure, thousands of times a day, more than that across the world. So lab results are motivating to people. They will make people to make changes. So the more information you have, the more you can weave these things together. And really what Reed has done masterfully here is done the work for you. He has said, okay, these are the labs here that give you that insight they give you this story, this narrative, they give you this complete look into the body and that foundation that you have to have there. If you miss any part of a foundation of whatever you're talking about, your bed or your stool or your couch or your building or whatever, you're missing part of that foundation, it's not going to work as well. It might stand, but it might be a little lopsided. So go back to the foundational of those base labs that we talk about and run those and make sure you're doing it completely and thoroughly. And ultimately, long-term, the person's going to thank you, and the investment they're going to make into their health is pretty minimal, really, when you look at it, especially if you divide that out over 5 years or 10 years of continued health, hopefully longer than that if you've taught them well, what that's going to mean for them. So the cost is minimal, really, when it comes down to it. And the value, if I was 20% more productive, right, each day, would that be, make a difference in my bottom line for my business or whatever that person's doing? It would big time. Not to mention you would just feel better and enjoy your life and enjoy a good meal and be able to, exercise or sit on your couch or visit with friends and not be in pain or whatever that person's problem is. The body manifests in so many different ways, so many different things can go wrong. If you look at the ICD-10 code it's amazing how many things can go wrong with the body and how it's been codified with that whole process. The body's amazing in both ways, and when things go wrong and when things go well. It's amazing piece, amazing design, amazing organism, amazing whatever. It's super cool. So anyhow, my point, coming back to it is, you need to run on all the labs. Don't pick and choose. With that situation, is the gut going to be part of that? Shoot, yeah, it is. I mean, you can bank on that. It's going to be part of the equation. But there are other things that are going to be influenced in that or influenced by it. So you want to have that complete picture for yourself and for your client. So just go back to trusting in the FDN system methodology. Reed did the work for us. He goofed it up a bunch. He tried different things and adjusted things and did trial and error and looked back at the data and found out, hey, this is the best. This is the most cost-effective because it's getting the best results. Looked at the data for a whole lot of people. He helped all those people. Every one of those people he worked with that were guinea pigs in a way for FDN, they got benefit, but he looked back and said, well, how can I do this more efficiently or better? What's the most easy way for my client? How can we get there the quickest, most efficient way? And that's what FDN is. And it's been tried and true and worked for many years. And we've got lots of reports and FDN practitioners out there doing the work. And I can tell you hundreds of testimonies myself with my own personal clients. And it's a cool thing. So hopefully you are excited about completing the course or excited that you've graduated and you're like Jenny and about to get out there and just launch out and just change the world. Or if you're thinking about taking this course, that hopefully we've motivated you to let you know how exciting it can be, how powerful this work is if this is what you're bent towards. If you're thinking about this, it's going to be a good decision. You're going to be happy to be that and then be part of our community. And we're pretty tight-knit. For having thousands of graduates, we're still a very tight-knit community, and we want to help each other out and improve the world. All right. Well, she's telling me 90 seconds left in this call, so we'll probably wrap this up here for today. And so we got through a few questions. And, Jenny, thanks so much for calling in and letting us know what's up and for the good question. And I'll say congratulations to our graduates, all four of them there. So, guys, good job. And just check your newsletters guide there for lots of cool stuff going on in the FDN land. And we'll be back next week. And you guys can ask some questions, call in, and we'll have a good time. So, all right, well, you guys keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you guys next week.